Good morning. Today is Friday, December 18th, the 3rd of base. Today is the 8th. Everyone, we are continuing in the 16th parak of Mitzvah Yesharim, discussing the Midah of Tahara. And we are to 315.
He is discussing different levels of Lishma and Lalishma. On page 315, he says, Ve'eneni Omer, Shemashu Zula Zeh Yenitche Legamrei. I'm not saying that anything other than perfect Avodas Hashem is rejected by Hashem. Kerei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Mikapech Schar Kol Bria, Mishalem Schar HaMasim Lefi Mashahem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never withholds reward due to any creature. He rewards all actions according to their value. Amnam, Al HaAvodah HaTemima Ani Medaber HaRu'ya L'Cholo Avei Hashem Be'amis. What I'm talking about, what Mesillas Yesharim is encouraging us, is to achieve Avodah Temima, perfect Avodas Hashem, which he translates as completely Lishma. And this is something that is fitting for Ohavei Hashem Be'emes, those who truly love Hashem. Shelo yikari b'zeh Hashem ela ha'avodah ha'tahora legamrei. That requires pure service. Shelo tia pnia ba ela l'Hashem yisparach v'lelu suvaso. And here he tells us, really he translates what true Ahava is. Ahava, as the Mishnah in Ava says, it's not about what you can get. It's not about what it does for you. To truly love someone else means to do things for them with pure intentions, completely lishma, focusing only on them. In this context, that the only thing you're focused on is serving Hashem. And to the extent that this is deficient, any aspect of a mitzvah that is missing lishma, whatever it's missing, that's how imperfect it is. This is what David HaMelech said, whom else do I have in heaven but you, and with you I wish for nothing else on earth. They're really somebody whose only focus is to be with Hashem, is to do what Hashem wants. David HaMelech said, your word is very refined, and your servant loves it. Avdecha aheva. Ki be'emes ha'avod ha'amiti tzricha li'os trufa harbe. True avodas Hashem, perfect avodas Hashem, needs to be refined. He says, li'os trufa harbe yoser min azav min ha'kesef. More refined than gold and silver. Hu ma'ashen emar lavatara imras Hashem amaras tahoros. Kesef tzaref ba'alil la'aretz mizukak shiv asayim. U'mishu oved Hashem be'emes. Somebody who really serves Hashem properly. Lo yistapek bazeh b'muad. Lo yisratzel lakachas kesem ma'ara b'sikim u'vedilim. Tahaynu avodah ma'arevus b'pneos lo tovo. Somebody who really is focused on doing the will of Hashem will not be willing to accept, quote-unquote, silver mixed with dross and base metals. Avodas Hashem, which is mixed with improper motives. Somebody who is really focused on doing God's will properly, hazach v'hatar karai. He'll want it to be pure and refined. And then he will be considered one who performs a mitzvah according to with its intent, its words. Anyone who performs a mitzvah in accordance with its words will not be informed of evil tidings. The Chazal say, fulfill the words of Torah for the sake of their maker. What later the Rambam would formalize as Lasos Ha'emes Mibnei Sheu Emes is built on this Gemara. Aseh Dvarim L'Shem Pa'olam, V'daber Bahan Lishman, V'hu Ma Shebochrim Osam Shehem Ovdei Hashem B'Leiv Shalem, K'mishu Lo Nistabek Imo Yisbarach Ba'ahav Amitis. Somebody who has not yet attached himself to Hashem with true love. Tzeref Avod Azos Tiela L'Torach L'Masa Gadol. So the ambition of refining Avodas Hashem will be a strain and a burden. It'll be very difficult. And he'll make excuses. How can mortal man, how can human beings achieve this level? Somebody who truly loves Hashem will be happy to do this, and he will try his hardest to exert himself to refine and purify his avoda. The Torah gives us a little bit of a glimpse into this when the Torah talks about Yaakov Avinu working for Rachel, and the 7 years were like 7 days, Bahava so osa, because he truly loved her. When you and the Lev Eliyahu and the Malbim say, when it's true love, it's not about yourself, then you don't mind the work because you're focused on pleasing the other person, on making that person happy. And it's the same with Avodas Hashem. It's a lot of work to do things with completely refined manner, a pure manner, perfect intent. But if there's real Avas Hashem, says Mesillas Yesharim, then it won't seem like it's beyond you. You won't mind pushing yourself and working hard. Vihine, page 318. At this point, in the second half of Maseches Yesharim, he says the criteria by which Ovdei Hashem are measured and distinguish themselves one from another, who has a pure heart. The models, the examples are the Avos, who did their Avodas Hashem with complete purity. And that's why David HaMelech is always talking about the Lev. It's not just about the action, Rachmana Libabai. It's about the heart, and the heart means the intent. God is not only interested in the actions. It doesn't suffice to do the right thing. What's primary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the heart, the intent, the motives, to be pure in Avodas Hashem. Heart, the intent, the motives control the actions. And the more the heart is in it, the more the actions are really identified with the person. Wherever the spirit of the heart goes, they follow. As it says in Mishle, Hashem says to each person, my child, give your heart to me. Because otherwise, you know, if lazily we walk the walk, we do what we're supposed to do, but our heart's not in it, so we're not in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to be involved in the mitzvah. And to do that, I need your heart, I need your motives, I need your intent, and it needs to be pure. We will stop here and continue on Monday with Perek Yud Zayin. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and Afreilichen Zos Chanukah, everybody.